Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Welcome. And thanks for joining me for today's program. When things fall apart, hindsight helps. Have you ever heard that saying, when things fall apart, they may actually be falling into place? Or maybe you recognize it better as a variation on this classic. Whenever a door closes somewhere, a window is opened. What do you think about that? Do you buy into that idea that when things happen, even the crappy things, that maybe it's just what you need? And maybe you just don't know it yet. Look, I've lived long enough to believe that the idea has merit. I've seen too much to not believe it. And besides, the truth is that you can reframe anything and look at it from a new angle. So why not? It's certainly more helpful to choose believing that something good or even better is around the corner. I reframe stuff all the time. And sometimes I help my clients do it too, especially when I'm supporting people who've lost their jobs. Which is like really one of the crappiest things you can go through, right? Losing your job. And in fact, just this past week, I met with a bright professional woman who was fired. She didn't just get laid off. She was fired recently. And she was only there for 5 months. So understandably, she was angry that they didn't tell her why. She said that her manager spoke maybe two sentences, something about her services no longer being needed, and then quickly got up and left the room while she sat there in shock. She said, during my 5 months with them, I did a lot for them, but they couldn't even spare 5 minutes to talk to me about why they were letting me go. So instead, she was left to talk to a consultant who didn't work for the company about her next steps and her severance and such. And having been in her shoes once upon a time, getting fired, and having been in the role of the manager doing the firing before, and even having been in the role of being a consultant who had to step in and talk to a shocked employee, I get it. I understand all the angles. It's a tough situation for everyone involved to be in, and most of all, the employee. So here's this person who's angry about what's happened, angry about how she was treated. What happens if she doesn't resolve that within herself? What happens if she doesn't figure out how to reframe her experience into something more useful than anger? I'll tell you what will happen. There's a good chance that she could end up attracting an undesirable employment situation, or she could attract nothing at all and stay unemployed for longer than is necessary. See, the energy of anger, even if a person doesn't mean to project it out there, is a turnoff. So she might not attract anything for a while. Well, maybe she might attract something that's undesirable because the energy of angry is not a turn off to angry people. Of course, angry people will get her. They'll know where she's coming from. They can commiserate and empathize with her. They can all complain together. But honestly, she doesn't want to really attract angry people. She doesn't want to ultimately work with or for angry people. So this means what? It means the reframing is in order. It means that she needs to shift this pain that she's feeling about the event. She has to become philosophical about it. You know, questions like, you know, you have to think about this stuff. Are you still okay? Are you intact and okay? I mean, really? You're still with it, right? You still have all of the skills and qualifications you ever had, at least in her case, right? Then it's looking at it like, what did you learn? And also considering what happened that could be better than what is expected. Can you get out of this? So those philosophical questions. And I've got a way to help with this, a way to look at difficult situations and get to the point where you're able to be philosophical about it and see it differently. I've come up with a short, simple awareness exercise, and I developed this for people who are going through job challenges, but it's applicable to pretty much anything if you want to. I used a lot of this in my own recovery from after going through divorce. It's just so helpful to use just some really philosophical questions to get yourself focused here. So it's a short, simple awareness exercise, and it's called HIT Rewind. And before I tell you more about the actual exercise itself, let me tell you why it works. It relies on what I call it hindsight analysis. And this is where you can see how one thing led to another, which then led to the next thing, and then that next thing, if it hadn't happened, you wouldn't have landed in a place where you really needed to be. I call it synchronicity if you want to. In the hit rewind exercise, though, your task is to look at each situation and find out what you learned from it. That's just the best place to start from, is what did you learn from it? And or see, you know, not only what you learned, but how could it have led to something that shows that you're okay, that maybe even better than you were. Of course, you can, you know, expect that something may even be better. So whether you're an optimistic person or not, it can be that you look through a hindsight analysis and do a comparison and see that was that, and then this is better. So, there's that time I mentioned before when I was in my client's shoes, having once been fired. And later, after it happened, I was able to see that getting fired, though painful at the time, was one of the best things that ever happened in my career. I learned, for instance, what not to do. I learned not to stick around with something I didn't love and doesn't fit, because for me it was not 5 months in a job. It was 11 months in a job that I knew probably about 30 or so days into it that I was not probably in the right place. Likewise, my client, even though she liked her job okay, there were some signs. She was just not paying attention. Of course, it was easy to look at it, again, in hindsight. Anyway, life is just too precious to spend it miserably, and I think it's important that we, you know, not stick with something we don't love and that doesn't fit. So that's something I learned from that experience. And I did end up much better off than I was. I was able to choose my next job really well, and in fact, it was one of the best jobs I'd ever had to that point. I stayed there for 8 happy years. So, yeah, I did land on my feet. Actually, I land on my feet jumping up and down for joy. It also taught me empathy. That's another thing I learned from this. It taught me empathy, to have empathy for people who are laid off or fired. And I realized I was a good person and I got fired. Good people get fired all the time. This has made me so much better at my career services work, even to this day. And of course, I was able to reach and really help my client even more deeply this past week because I've been in her shoes and was able to relate well with her. So that experience gave me all of that. Now, here's the hit rewind exercise. It's very simple. There are, that you just learned about, you know, how it works generally, but let me give you the very specific technique. There's 2 angles to it. The first way to do it will give you a little warm-up, a little chance to have some practice. So here's what you do. You first hit rewind on a past event. Choose a past situation, something that, you know, is kind of over and done. You don't really have emotional baggage around it anymore. You don't feel kind of stuck by it anymore. But it didn't feel good as it was happening. It was definitely not a happy situation. See how many good things you can find that came from this experience and make a list of them, like I did with the things that being fired did for me. Make your list of what you learned, even if it's, I know now what I don't want or what I don't like. So do that. And then also reflect on what good things came about or happened next because of the event or situation, or because the situation ended, you got out of it, okay, and you had to be kind of kicked into the next chapter of your life, whatever that looks like for you. All right, so now the second part of this is it's really a stretch, okay? It's a real challenge. And that's what you do, is what you hit rewind on from a future vantage point on something that you're currently going through that's not so pleasant. So a current situation that on the surface seems purely unpleasant, you're not over the pain of it yet, stretch your imagination and see if you can find at least one thing. I'm not asking for a whole list of things, just one thing that you might count as either a mixed blessing in the future that could be happening from this event, or something that you think you might be learning from it, that you can kind of see the glimmering of, I might be getting the life might be teaching me something out of this, okay? So what's that one thing? You could put down, of course, anything else that you can think of, but just come up with at least one thing. And, you know, even though my client is still angry and frustrated, she was able to already see a couple of things. Her instincts had warned her about 5 months ago. They were red flags, and she ignored them as she was taking the job. And even though she isn't ready to be completely philosophical about it, She did take that one small baby step forward when she realized that next time she will not ignore her instincts. She learned to trust her instincts from now on. So there you have it. That is the simple rewind exercise. That's all there is to it. Hit rewind to find the reasons why when things fall apart, they may be actually falling into place. See what your life is teaching you through these tough situations. See where life is possibly taking you because you are, in fact, in motion, whether you're noticing it or not. So get with it and notice what's happening. Be in the moment with it and actively reframe how you're experiencing the situation. Some people may call this leaning in, lean into it. And so if it helps, hit rewind and reframe it so you can get on with rocking your life again. Look for the good. Use the past to learn from. Where has this happened to you before? If nothing else, it's going to give you confidence that even though you're going through a crappy situation again or some other different type of situation like that, the past can teach you about how, whoa, I did that before. I know I can do it again. I can reframe it. All right, dear listener, that's it for today's program. Short, sweet, wanted to give you this great tidbit. Next week, or I should say next up, it's in a few weeks, we're going to be doing a program on March 6th. I'll be bringing you some more nuggets of wisdom and motivation with Look for the Lift When Things Get Tough. I'll tell you about a technique that my sister taught me because of her fascination with the Wright brothers. So a little tip, a little hint there for you about what that story, that one's going to be about. All right, and before I close, let me say thank you to you. I appreciate you. And, hey, let's connect. Typing AngelaLoeb.com in your browser will, in your internet browser, will bring you to my About page. You can scroll down and you can click on the social media icons on the bottom of the page. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, G+, all that stuff. And you can send me an email if you want from that page as well. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, please be well and keep on shining like you're meant to.